Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing? Welcome to another episode of Stall It. Stall It is the Go Loud original podcast. What number are we on? 143. Four.
Three.
143. Correct.
Beautiful, beautiful little introduction to the podcast there now, Darren Conway.
How are you keeping?
I'm doing very well. I'm very excited for the live show that we have coming up on April 6th in Vicar Street. Do you like that?
Oh yeah, it's getting close now.
If yous, the listener, haven't gotten tickets yet, there's only a handful left. You can get them at ticketmaster.ie. It's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
There's music. There's guests. There's
music.
Comedy. There's
comedy.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. It's almost sold out. There's only a few tickets left. So get them. Bring some mates along. It's a Saturday night.
Oh, sure. Look, what more could you want? No, Saturday night?
I don't know. What look, what more could you want? I'll be announcing what my food truck is. I'll give them that much. I'll give you that little tease. So if you're curious about what the food truck is, there'll be information.
And there's going to be a very, very special guest as well.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
I'll just mention that there will be murder on the dance floor.
Oh, my. Don't. Come here. You're very close to giving away. Like, people aren't idiots. Yeah. They're going to know who you're talking about. So let's just rain.
They're going to be disappointed.
I'm not lying.
No.
So
I had to go and make a formal query in here with the people who manage events for Bauer Media.
Powers that be.
Are we allowed to throw that would be bleeped. This the food that Joe is gonna be making in his food truck to announce Joe's the launch of the food truck. Are we allowed to throw that into the crowd at Vicar Street? I don't think you're allowed to throw food at people.
You can hand it to them though.
Well, even that was there were questions poison. Over are we allowed to serve food in a venue? They'll like are there issues around, you know, hygiene controls and so on there. So another low point in my career.
Oh my god.
I'm having fun though.
Are you having fun, Darren Conway?
I seen my dad at the darts last night when I was watching it on the telly. He's wearing a Super Mario costume.
Huh? Really?
No.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Thank you for that.
Were you watching the darts last night?
I was.
Was it good? What was it?
What do you mean, what was it?
Was it, I don't, like, there's so many tournaments now. What was this tournament?
It was the league.
The league?
Yeah.
The Premier League of darts.
The Premier League darts.
You're still into the darts?
Yeah. I've always liked darts.
No, but you got really big into it with, you know, you got caught up in Luke Littler mania.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah.
But that's carried on.
Couple we used to watch the darts on and off for a few years, like.
You said you were going to get a dartboard. Did you get one?
No, I drew one on the wall though.
Just a load of holes?
Just a load of holes in the wall, like that.
Whoa, boom.
Oh, that's another lie.
But we knew that was a lie. The other one was like semi-believable.
Yeah, true. I was watching it last night. Luke Littler went out in the first round. He didn't play well at all. Do you want to check in with me every week and see how the darts are getting on?
Never really got darts, to be honest with you.
It's quite easy.
No, I understand it. I understand how it works. I just don't know, didn't see the attraction.
It really isn't a spectator sport to me. I don't understand how they sell out stadiums, like, of people. Obviously, it's just a fucking
a
big piss
session.
Up. Yeah, that's all it is.
Marketing masterpiece.
Stand up.
It really is.
If you love the darts.
It's a big pub. Did you see what they done with the snooker? Did we talk about that already? Did you see what the Saudi Arabians done to the snooker?
Huh?
They've added an extra ball.
Why?
They've added a gold ball. So if you're on a 147 and you pot the gold ball is worth 20. So you get a 167. And if you score a 167, they'll give you $1 million.
Jesus.
For fuck's sake.
But it just means
Ronnie
that there's another ball there.
Could they just give it a rest, could they?
I know.
Just
what
stop.
The fuck, like? Why did he want snooker?
Why did he want any of it?
But yeah, a 167. So a gold ball, like, it's just another, it's not, like, what? They're changing the sport.
The football seems to have gone tits up for them, though. That's good.
They should add.
Nobody
like
wants to play there anymore.
League.
Nobody's watching it. It's crap.
Oh, their league, like?
Yeah, Jordan Henderson ruined his reputation, ended up at Ajax.
Mm.
Ronaldo's, like, just having a miserable crap time. Nobody's going to matches there. The stadiums are less than half full.
He's getting booed a lot, Ronaldo.
But it's continuing.
The opposition, obviously.
No one's watching the golf either. No one's watching the golf either. The LIV.
They'll want. Do they have the darts now? Is there any?
They've got a cup, don't they?
They'll
invent Saudi some new like darts.
The reason why I started talking about the Saudi is because I feel like I was saying about darts not being a spectator sport. I think the Saudis will make an extra ring and make it a bigger dartboard and have more options for scores. Now that I would watch.
I read a book on him.
What? You read a what?
I read a few pages of it.
I have an issue to raise.
Oh, shit.
I wasn't here last week. I wasn't here last week. Yeah?
You were not.
No.
We talking shop.
You were MIA.
Ed, lovely fella, did a great job. Did a great job. However, I feel like in my absence, somebody made the absolute most of their opportunity last week.
You talking about me? What did I do now this time? What did I do?
He came out with a few statements, was it?
Am I cancelled?
Yeah, a few statements. The crystals.
The crystals.
Oh, yeah.
The moon crystals.
Rock. The meteor rock. The crystals.
The asteroid.
Oh, he was.
Have you told them about the cat?
No.
Have you even said it on the podcast?
No.
Let's start.
Where do you want to start?
I know there's an update here. So maybe if you give us the abridged version of the crystals and meteor.
Okay, let me get you up to speed then.
And then get us... And then I know there's an update related to a cat.
So, I have a new hobby. And that hobby is crystal energy collecting. Collecting energy from crystals. Because I want to get into manifesting. And in order to manifest things, you have to have positive energy. And I heard that crystals give off a lot of positive energy and absorb negative energy. So I was looking for the most powerful crystal. And I discovered... Moldavoy, which is
tar,
the one that I want. Not yet. No, that's this is
are
the
we
glass.
Not there yet? Okay.
Moldavoy. And the cheaper version, which I found, I went to the shops then to buy Moldavoy. It was €14 for a tiny shard of glass. So I said, no, what's the alternative to that? And Tektites was another crystal that you can get that came from space.
And what you listen to this, you know this so far.
How much is Moldavoy?
Moldavoy was like €13 or €14 for a really, really, really small.
So this is like the most powerful crystal that alters the very shape of our universe.
Yep.
And you wouldn't spring £14.
I just felt like they were ripping me off. I was like, fuck this. They're manifesting the money, I think, with these Moldavoids. They're manifesting me taking...
So even with all that power, it's amazing that they sell something of such incredible power. For such an affordable price.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Not many people believe it.
This is it. The demand isn't there. So
Mark Meegan, who does a podcast with us, mm-hmm. His...
The Sunday Roast,
Weekly Roast. Weekly Roast, which is very good. He had a go at crystals a few weeks ago, and he made the point, if I was selling rocks that could basically, reshape the universe in some way, I probably wouldn't put them in a basket down the back of the shop.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're in abundance. The whole, like, the earth is a big rock. The earth is a crystal.
So is it possible that so many people have these crystals that they're all cancelling each other out? Like, you'd have a crystal and Darren
I think
would have
anyone
a
with a crystal is, like, famous. Like, megastar. Like, Justin Bieber has a crystal.
Are you saying only famous people have crystals? Or everyone
believe
that's...
It. Only famous people believe it. That's why they're famous. So it all started out by them buying a crystal in a shop.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
So, like...
I mean...
Fucking...
They're in abundance, like, you know what I mean? It's not... Gold, silver, that's all very expensive because that's rare. Crystals aren't rare. So value comes with scarcity. And they are essentially rocks, but they're crystallized rocks. Diamonds are crystals.
They are.
But they're a rare crystal. And therefore, they're very expensive.
Well, diamonds, as far as I know, they're actually not rare. The supply is kept deliberately...
Scarce
by De Beers to artificially inflate their value.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So the crystal people are doing the opposite thing. They're just flooding the market. They want everybody to have a crystal.
Yeah. But just to argue Mark's point, it's just the abundance of these things. And they're not very pretty. They're not as pretty as diamonds. Diamonds are gorgeous.
But remind me, what power does the crystal give you?
Thanos power, click your fingers and everyone disappears.
I don't think you're taking this seriously.
No. And you shouldn't be either. Or none of you should be taking this seriously at all.
The crystals are said to have energy. Everything in the universe has energy and gives off vibrations. Every single thing. Because on a quantum level,
would they charge everything's your phone?
Constantly moving. Well, yeah, electricity is quantum mechanics. Electricity charges your phone.
There you go.
And electricity, like, you run it through a cable. So the cable is made of metals.
There you go.
Which everything is made of energy.
Not everything.
Yeah.
Not everything.
Yep. Everything.
Every single thing ever.
Yeah.
Everything that exists now, or ever did exist, or ever will exist.
What about my toenails?
The energy from the Big Bang.
I don't believe that.
Well.
I don't believe that. These are just
in the queue of things you're hearing right now to believe. Believe that ahead of the crystals.
Like, are they Joe's facts?
They're facts.
Okay.
They're facts.
Ah, we'll see what happens.
So crystals are said to have high vibrational energy. Really high.
Now,
some crystals more than other.
Who says that?
Well, like,
how come Ed didn't ask you this?
Now, I'm not saying I believe this, but scientifically speaking, these crystals...
Mm-hmm.
Are made like on an atomic level, they're built structurally. I'm trying to find the right words to say this that I don't sound like a fucking idiot. But they're built in such a way, atomically,
struggle.
Like they're created atomically with very few pieces
created
of
atomically.
Material. Yeah, like they're, you know, like everything is made from atoms.
I feel like there's.
Everything's made from atoms, like on a really, really microscopic quantum level.
Yeah.
Crystals, the shape of them.
My toaster's made from atoms too.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's bollock.
No, I want to see where this is going.
And on a quantum level, everything is constantly moving and in flux, which gives off energy. But crystals in particular are built structurally in a way that give off a really high vibration of energy. So that's why they're said to have to give off high energy. And also
I don't know if that's true.
Is that a fact?
There's no way of measuring the energy that they give off.
That's unfortunate, isn't it?
Well, that is unfortunate, but scientists will also say that it's not necessarily not true. Like, you can't prove for or against, like.
Yeah, but so that's, opinion, that means it's opinion. Considered not true.
But everything does give off energy, and some things give off more energy than others, like a sound wave. Like, because you can monitor that, because we have ears and we have machines that can monitor that. We can monitor light, because we have eyeballs and we have machines that can monitor.
They can monitor there are plenty of experiments with quantum mechanics, quantum physics, where they measure vibrations of atoms, isn't there?
Yeah, but depends on the particles that they're emitting. So you can measure the particles of light. So photons, there's experiments that can, like the double split experiments. That shows that photons move randomly and don't go in a straight line. So they just go all over the place.
Back to the remember we had a big argument over photons?
I'll never forget it.
Do you remember that?
I remember it well. But this, so...
And in that experiment, when they put a camera on the photons, they moved differently to when they took the camera away. Which led to the theory, just a theory, that atoms act differently when they're being watched. And if you follow that theory, that means they stop moving.
When you're observing
stop looking at me.
When nobody's in this room looking at this table.
Is there another
There's a million
table
tables.
Now?
It's in flux. When you're not looking at something, it doesn't exist. It's in flux.
This is all a theory, by the way.
Is there atoms on this table?
Yeah, everything's atoms.
Everything is made up of atoms.
Your atoms.
Can you see them?
Atoms.
Atoms.
So
any atoms.
So there's no way of proving the energy that this emits. So having said that.
Right.
Brings me to my next point, to my next story that I wasn't talking about last week. I done my own experiment at home.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, this
just,
is...
Sorry, before we go any further, I just want to make really clear for the record, I don't believe any of this crystal stuff, okay?
Okay.
Just in case that wasn't clear.
The record
I think
it.
I've...
The record holds it.
Okay, thank you.
I think that's just, very clear, yeah. Very clear.
Just, yeah.
So, actually, I don't even know what you don't believe.
That crystals have some special power.
Okay.
You haven't really defined what the power is either. They vibrate at some special frequency or...
It's common sense power.
That it has a high energy, a high vibrate. It vibrates at a higher energy, a higher level.
Yeah, I don't believe that's true. A higher level than what? Than my toaster?
Than a toaster, or than this, or than if like the table.
No, I'm going to go home and start holding my toaster and imagining that it's going to change the course of my life.
I mean, but it will because you're thinking that way.
Well, that's, yeah, the manifesting thing. If you're manifesting, like, it's, if you're just really focused on something and thinking about it all the time, you're just going to, that's going to follow into your actions.
And then it's just nice to say that the crystal did it.
Okay, well, that's even a good thing.
Give yourself the credit. Even, don't give the crystal the credit. Well, you bought the food truck, not the crystal.
But the crystal gave you that positivity and it made it easier for you to tap into that energy, into that positivity.
We don't know for sure, but that could be the case. Could be. It could. I feel like buying one.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to get you one as a present. I'm going to get you two Tektites. Oh, okay?
I want the 14 euro one.
Moldavite? No.
Yeah.
No, that's,
yeah, no, I want the Moldavite too.
No, we both want the Moldavite.
Fuck off. You have to be positive though. You have to have positive energy.
That was the other thing you said last week that really pissed me off. Unless you're a believer, there's no way to prove it works. That's handy, isn't it?
Your negative energy will counteract this, the crystals.
So anyone who's skeptical about this, like someone who's skeptical about gravity, I'm still falling to the floor.
Yeah, you'll never believe it.
You have to believe it.
Never believe it. You have to believe it.
All right, go on. Come on. Anyway, there's more to this story.
So, this Tektite vibrates at a high frequency. So I was explaining this to Moira. And Moira would be similar to you, Owen, in the sense that she thinks it's a big load of bollocks.
And once.
Fair big load play to her. Once. Fair play to her.
So she's just, like, as a joke, and I don't even know if I fully believe it, but, like, you know, we were just playing a little game and she says, right, you lie down on the ground and see if you can guess where it is around your body by feeling, like, the energy from it. And I put a blindfold on and I lay flat down on the sitting room floor. And she walked around in circles, like tapping different parts of the floor, like around my head, around my arms, around my legs, around my feet. So I didn't know where she left it. And she went around a couple of times and then she said, right, where do you think it is? And I'm lying flat on the ground and I'm like, I felt like my whole leg shake, a little bit my right leg. And then I was like, I feel like it's on my right hand side somewhere. She wasn't saying anything. And then I felt me thigh just above me knee on the outside of me leg. Mm-hmm. Proper burning, like hot. Not like someone fucking put a flame to it, but kind of like
warm.
Warm. I felt something.
Like the heating came on.
And I said, I feel like it's right there. And then she said, open your eyes. And it was right beside me fucking leg, man. Right there, right where I felt the heat. So weird. So we says, right, okay, let's just do this with your hands. So it's on a smaller scale. And then I sat on the couch and she said, close your eyes. And I put my two hands flat on the middle console and my fingers were spread open. And I closed my eyes and I said, I can't really, I'm not, and she put it somewhere. And I'm like, I don't really know where she put it. And I kind of felt like me two index fingers were kind of like vibrating a little bit like there was a phone underneath the chair or something like that. And I was like, but it's weird because I feel it on both of them. And I was like, I feel like it's in front of two of them, or it turned out it was in the middle, it was in between both of them. But I didn't get to that point where she got to tell me. And then she goes, holy fuck, there's a cat, this is in the middle of the night, there's a cat staring in the window at you
sitting on the ledge.
And I shit myself. I turned around and there was a cat and it was pawing at the window, like staring right in at me with this fucking rock and meowing and stuff like that. That never happened. I've been living in that gap 6 or 7 years.
But go even further, he hasn't left.
He hasn't left. He stayed there that whole night, staring in the window.
Is he there now?
He's not there anymore.
He's gone, is he?
He's gone now, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
He probably followed you here because you have the crystal. Have you got it in your pocket still?
No, I don't. You don't bring it every day with you.
Oh, why not?
Too much energy.
You fed him, didn't you?
That's what she said to me.
Too much winning.
Too much manifesting going. Hey, man, you can't be everything. If you brought, greedy bastard.
If you brought that on the bus, he'd flip it.
The rock.
If you had that in his pocket on the bus would flip.
So what do you think about that?
I think the cat was fucking starving.
And he came to my window and looked in. 10 o'clock at night.
And then you fed him and that's why he stayed around.
I thought he was doing some black magic shit. I was like, I'm after something.
Probably could have been. They say don't go near it. Like,
what?
People say don't go near crystals.
Why?
Because they summon the voodoo god, Jerry Voodoo.
Jerry? No, don't think I summoned Jerry.
Jerry Voodoo? Telling you. Maybe, and I got doing the floss.
And you know, Chinese, not Chinese people, actually maybe Chinese as well, but in Egypt, you know the pyramids? I don't want to get too fucking airy-fairy and detailed about it.
I'd like you to.
Would you? You know the sound of the universe?
Oh.
No.
The sound of the universe is 432 hertz.
What can you compare that to?
That's just like if you were in space and you didn't die. Like if you
And you were just listening.
That's the vibrational sound of the universe.
Would it be like a really, really loud song on your phone?
It'd be like a... Like it's like a vibration. It's a certain hertz. But everything that's going on around us now, so like radio waves and stuff, that's changed the frequency on the surface of the earth to kind of like 444 hertz or something like that. So people say that we're out of balance with what the universe is. So the Egyptians...
Just sorry for a fact check there. There is, as I'm reading here, absolutely no scientific basis for this 432 hertz theory.
So there's no way of proving this?
There is no evidence for it.
No, correct.
In the same way, there is no evidence that cats built the sun.
Did they?
Well, can you prove they didn't?
I'd like to believe that they did then.
So this is just a theory. And you can create sounds that are 432 hertz.
No, you can do that. But the whole idea that it's some...
cats built the sun. That's funny, isn't it?
Well, can you prove it didn't happen? So there's nothing to it. It's basically a religious belief.
It's a spiritual belief. It's all kind of spiritual and it's different level. Like, it's unscientific.
The way you tell the story is, this is a fact.
I'd love to know how he...
And this poor fella is sitting here. He has such faith in you.
I'm just portraying the theory.
I'm an old fucker for the law of attraction, I'll tell you. So when he's talking about these crystals, I'm like, I'm getting myself one of them.
So when you... There's like instruments and shit in the tombs, in like the pyramids. And if you play these instruments or you make sounds within the pyramids, it creates a frequency of 432 hertz. Mm. So they were tapped into this energy. Egyptians, people have theories, again, theories.
With no proof.
Well, the pyramids are still there.
It's good to talk about. It's good.
The pyramids are still there and you can measure the sounds and stuff in the pyramids.
I know I asked this before.
No? Hang on. So, let's pyramids, 432 hertz.
Yeah. See
what's the claim here then? What's the claim?
That the sounds inside the pyramids creates a frequency of 432 hertz.
Okay.
I think we might get a lot of angry emails next week.
I think we might get more clarified. Like, I feel like so unqualified to be even saying this. This
no.
is very surface.
Oh, don't talk yourself down.
There's no way.
Oh, I've just seen an ad for a 432 hertz orgone. On Etsy Ireland. Any Peep Show fans will appreciate that.
Man.
Fucking love Peep Show.
I've seen a few of them, yeah.
So many negative organs. I'm not seeing a whole lot of...
Here, we're going off subject here, but I know I asked this before and I can't remember the answer. But you know, like in Egyptian days, the Sphinx is the cats, the ones that have the like calf thing.
Yeah.
Were they just like masks or were they just cats that walked around like humans?
They were coffins.
They're just coffins, are they? But you know, you see like...
Statues.
They were just statues, were they?
Yeah.
But you know, you just see the images of it in like the Mummy movie or like...
Yeah.
They're on the scrolls or whatever you call them on the walls, like...
Yeah.
They weren't actually cats walking around, was it? No?
Or a sphinx where it's like...
Like, you know the way like dinosaurs existed? Dinosaurs existed, like...
Yeah.
Did cat people exist in Egyptian times?
Do you know what? It's not the most ridiculous thing I've heard during the last hour.
Like, come on.
But do you not know
a
what
I'm... human with a cat's head. Did they exist?
But you know the image of them that I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like from the Mummy and that.
Did they exist?
They could have.
How dare you laugh at him?
I'm going to say something to him.
Hang on. By your own logic here, can you prove they didn't exist?
Well, just
no. Can you prove the Sphinx didn't exist?
Yeah, there's no
right, Darren. Right, you have your cat person.
This is all just clickbait.
So there's a lot of theories that say Egyptians were aware of this frequency of 432 hertz.
Lots of theories, no evidence, carry on.
And there's also lots of evidence that Egyptians thought cats were gods.
And that's the cats I'm talking about with the yeah. human cats.
But that's because they were so attracted.
Because they built the sun.
They were so attracted to the hertz, the 432 hertz. And so that cat was attracted to the energy that the crystal was given off.
Or the tuna in your press.
No, man, no.
It fed it.
It was looking at me.
Now, the fact that it was there, that's a bit...
You did leave that out, didn't you? That you've been feeding this cat tuna.
Well, that was after. Yeah. That was after the
But that's why he kept coming back.
He didn't even eat the tuna,
We left him out food the second night. Mm. He was there. He stayed at me front door then for the 3 days.
Eat the tuna.
Felt bad for him. Cats are tapped into... And cats and dogs... can sense things that humans can't and that scientists can't.
Good spirits.
They can sniff out cancer. They can...
Can they?
Yeah, dogs can. Dogs know when someone's going to take like a seizure before they even have a seizure.
Mm-hmm. They give it a look.
Yeah, but that...
But no, they stand underneath. They're trained and they stand underneath people. They can smell a seizure before a seizure even happens. There's things that they can sense that humans and science cannot.
Science can explain that though. Because someone who's about to have a seizure emits a particular odour, and if the dog is trained to associate that odour with the seizure, then they know, well, now is my time to get under them. Like a guide dog.
But it's an odour that we can't sense.
Yes, no.
Much like the energy from a crystal.
No, but you see, scientists have examined the dogs and the seizures and figured it out and gone, oh, that's what's happening there. There's a logical evidence-based reason that's happening. They've looked at the crystals and the vibrating pyramids and there's nothing there.
There is.
Why do you want to believe so badly that you reject all evidence?
Because it's more positive.
Or you don't care about no evidence?
Because, in particular with the asteroids, I just think if there's something flying through space since the dawn of time and it lands on planet Earth and you hold it in your hand, you're tapping into something that...
If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hands.
That's literally what the manifestation believes, and I struggle with that now. That like, there's a pen on that table, there's a pen on that table, there's a pen on that table, and then a pen will literally arrive. That's magic hocus pocus.
Well, they say that's not the case for it though, because they compared it to like an elephant. Like you can't like manifest an elephant in your sitting room. Like,
yeah,
so it's like different kind of ways. It's like thinking positive about something and then working towards that goal and just constantly thinking positive.
Yeah.
And believing that's going to happen. That's the simplified term of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you
and
believe...
And it's common sense now. Yeah. Like, that's what I always believe. It's just common sense.
But the theory of the manifestation is literally the energy waves. You're putting energy waves out into the universe and the universe is picking them up.
By the vibrations.
Back. Yeah.
By that theory then, if you manifested playing a gig at Vicar Street, you could just sat on your couch at home and just manifested that and then you rock up. But you didn't.
But
you did that through.
That's not positive. That's not positive. Like you need to take steps.
Why is it not positive?
Well, I think.
Well, but if it's manifesting, you shouldn't need to take steps. If you're just sending out these positive vibrations to change the course of the universe.
Well, I think.
Why do you have to lift a finger?
But you can't just like sit there and say, "I want to play Vicar Street," and then just like.
That's my point exactly. He's playing Vicar Street because he worked.
Yeah, but
you're playing Vicar Street because you worked for years towards that goal.
I had it written down
on my fucking fridge and everything like.
But that's
a goal. That's not manifesting. That's just having a goal.
But I suppose manifesting is a goal. It's just common sense. Like,
yeah.
And they just polish it with this like law of attraction, the secret thing.
Yeah.
And it's just
the idea of having a goal and thinking positively about
money racket,
chasing it.
Make a fucking money racket out of it.
Yeah. But it's the idea that it's you can alter the shape of the universe just through positive thoughts and nothing else.
Mm.
It's having a goal and then making it happen.
Yeah, give yourself some credit here.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But also, manifestation is a different. Like I don't know, I've always been since we started this podcast. I've been on a fucking journey of self exploration on a spiritual level, so to speak. Because I started off, we were talking about believing Christianity and am I a Catholic? And I'm like, I don't know if I am a Catholic or if I'm not a Catholic. Like, there's lots of different religions within Christianity. And it's just all fucking weird. Actually, this is a funny story.
Uh-huh.
The Friday before Paddy's Day, me and Moira went out and we were walking down towards Capel Street from Smithfield. We were in the Jameson Distillery And we heard a lot of chanting, hoo, bum, 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 hoo, bum, bum. And I had literally just bought the fucking crystal that day. And I was like, this is bleeding mad. This is mad. So I went down and there was this fella all dressed in white. And I was like, what's going on in there? And he was like, oh, it's a religion called Umbundu. So it's like a religion that's based in Christianity. So it believes in Jesus and it believes in Moses and all the stories that the Bible teach. But then in more modern times, people in Brazil have incorporated kind of energy to it. So crystals and stuff. So your man had beads around his neck, down by his belly button. Full of crystals. And they were all not wearing shoes, because if you're not wearing shoes, you ground yourself and there's this energy transfer between your body and the ground your body. All of this sort of stuff.
When I tell you, when you start fucking... Like, when you got that crystal, like, you're so obsessed with it, like, and trying out these practices that you literally... Like, how does that happen? How do you meet that person?
So...
Or how do you end up in that situation? That always happens, like...
Yeah. But, like, that could be cognitive dissonance, but I feel like if I was walking by any time, I'd be like, what the fuck is going on in there? So yeah. I went down, I started chatting to him and stuff, and he was trying to sign me up. I think it's a cult.
Yeah.
I think that's a cult, to be fair. Umbundu.
You are just... It's... The clock is ticking.
What?
You joining a cult.
I'd love 100%. To. Man, I would love to join a cult. There's a sense of community in cults that you don't get anywhere else anymore. Like when, years ago, the Catholic Church was kind of, everyone went to Mass on Sunday. I kind of liked that. It was a sense of community. It was kind of culty.
Yeah, everyone knew not to go to the priest's house alone, and everybody pretended.
Yeah, but everyone played. Everyone got dressed on Sunday.
Everybody knew what happened to the kids in Artane.
Oh, I'm not talking about that.
Well, that's what a cult is.
I'm not saying I miss child molestation, for God's sake.
That's what happens.
I know.
When everybody blindly believes and follows, then people get away with whatever they want under the cover of that blind belief.
I know, but I miss that part of it. I miss being part of something that everyone believes
in. History has kind of taught us you can't really have both ways.
Is there no good cults? I feel like there's good beneficial cults.
But you start your own. We talked about this before. We had a whole episode about your own cult, didn't we?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I believe in first.
I'd be an asthmatic.
Asthma?
Asthmatic, yeah.
You believe in asthma?
No, I believe in asthma.
I just manifested that.
Did you?
No. No. I know this is going to go out next week, but what did you do for St. Patrick's Day? Did you go to the parade? Did you go to the parade?
No.
You were two little kids.
I went to Dundrum Shopping Centre.
Why?
Amy wanted to go. Yeah. She wanted to go to get a dress for the award, the 98 thing.
On
which
Paddy's
I never actually plugged on this for people to vote for me.
So we're doing now. Take the opportunity. Tell us.
They're closed.
Shit.
Well, tell us, what were you nominated for?
best Dublin celebrity.
Best. What's the criteria?
Oh, you just have to be best.
You just had to be great. Being Dublin. Being from Dublin.
Who else was nominated?
Me, Barry Keoghan, Paul Mescal and Cillian Murphy.
Who are you actually nominated against?
Yeah.
Davina Devine. I'm up against the Spice Bags.
Spice Bags.
Best takeaway.
Damn.
I got a suit today.
Tell us about that, Darren.
Yeah, I got a suit. I got it in Diffney.
Do you hope you win the 98 FM award?
Victor Alfred, Victor Dublin Alfred. TikTok star.
Oh, yeah.
Davina Devine, Dublin drag diva. Darren Conway, Dublin sketch comedian and podcaster.
That's correct.
Only three.
The public decided who went into that, by the way. So the public text in their suggestions, and them three, including myself, would have been the most suggested.
You're the darling of Dublin.
Mm.
I'd like to be Lord Mayor.
Yeah.
That could happen.
You have to join a party.
If you call, well, I was going to say, if you called Sinn Féin on Monday morning and said, hello, is that Sinn Féin? This is Darren Conway. I would like to run for election in Finglas. There is no way they don't take you up on that offer.
100%.
They make you a councillor, then they... But you say to them, the deal is, when it's your turn to have Lord Mayor next, I want dibs. It's actually really easy for you to become Lord Mayor, I'd say.
Yeah.
Directly. Like, compared to us mortals over here. I'd say you could, yeah.
What's the responsibilities?
Lord Mayor.
Wear a suit and
actually, very little. It should be a lot more, but it's very ceremonial.
Go to the parade once a year and wave.
live in the mansion house.
Open bar.
His neighbour went through some amount of cakes.
Oh my days. Noel Ring?
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. I was like, what am I doing here? I don't barely know him. Yeah. Like, come on, the fuck. What a legend.
Jesus. Well, say the Christ. Lord Mayor.
Noel Ring, you are.
Noel Ring. What was it? Dublin Lord Mayor Noel Ring has defended surpassing the Mansion House's annual drink bill in just over 6 months of being in office. The Mansion House has been receiving free beer from Guinness for over two centuries. The custom sees the Dawson Street residents receive 120 kegs of beer every year. But just 6 months into Ring's tenure, the beer has dried up, according to the Dublin Inquirer. Something the Lord Mayor says he is actually delighted with. So he said, we're having a huge number of things in the Mansion House, including parties in the evening. I've had over 16,000 members of the public into the Mansion House and 8,000 at evening events. I want to say thank you to the people of Dublin. I remember when this happened, his whole thing was, it's the people's house, so they can all come and drink my pints all they want.
Yeah,
I think that's the way to do it.
I was there as Fintan McCormick on the lead up to the local elections, whenever it was, 5 years ago. And me stash and all and me whole outfit, and I brought, me and Rory went, he was recording it, like, you know. Yeah.
It's actually Neil Ring as well. Sorry, I said Noel. It's Neil, isn't it?
I could do that then if I was Lord Mayor of Dublin.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like, you're right, we have a few points in the Mansion House there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's yours.
How long do you get there?
One year.
I can just see the wheels at the
corner. I've never seen him so interested in something.
I don't want to be with a party though. You have to be with a party.
You can do it independently, but like, you,
yeah, but before a profit.
Independent. The councillors are independent.
The councillors have to vote for the Lord Mayor. So if you weren't with a party, the parties vote for the people. Do you know what I mean? So you'd be fucked.
How would I get voted in?
You'd have to run with as Sinn Féin council.
Why Sinn Féin? I'm not Sinn Féin.
They have the most seats in the council.
Okay.
I think you would get elected as an independent too, but also then once you get elected, if you have the backing of all the other Sinn Féin councillors, if that's the grubby little deal you've done, if you're like, this is the price of my soul, I want a year in the Mansion House. Because I want to be Neil Ring's record of points.
We cleared him out before 6 months.
Yeah.
Do you know, if I wanted to do that, I could do that.
There's six seats up for Ballymun Fingers. Are you one of the six most popular people?
In Fingers? I reckon so, yeah.
I hate how matter of fact that is.
We know enough about you that we could absolutely destroy your political career from the outset, right? So we have our price.
We need some hush-hush money.
My price, the price of my silence is I want you on your first day to raise the issue of a new stadium for Charlestown Athletic, regardless of how foolish you feel.
And I want a VIP pass into the Mansion House so I can drink in there to my heart's content.
Actually, I want that. Yeah, forget Charlestown.
Okay then.
Yeah?
What would your policies be?
Policies?
Why should the people of Finglas vote for Darren Conway in the upcoming local elections June 6th?
Everyone gets that gaff painted.
Ooh. What colour?
Yeah. Whatever colour they want.
Multicoloured.
Who's paying for that?
Huh?
Who's paying for that? A lot of gaffs in
Finglas. Paul McAuliffe.
Paul McAuliffe. Yeah. Straight out of his wages.
Yeah, good old Paul. Pay for that there. So you know what? I'd do away with that bottled scheme.
Would you?
Yeah.
Just in the Finglas
area.
Just
in the Finglas area, yeah. Well, I'd look to do that. All them electricity boxes that are still green, I'd have them graffitied.
Oh, good, yeah.
And like nice little art pieces. I'd make Finglas into a real fucking hipster place.
It's turning into that already, though.
Yeah. I'm going to turn Finglas into Phibsborough. I'd get rid of fucking paying for parking in the village as well.
Ooh, free parking?
Free parking.
Chaos.
Oh, yeah. My days.
Free parking.
You are the... This is a populist ticket if ever I heard one. every gap in free parking?
Yes.
Free parking in the village.
Once you've become councillor, you have to convince all the other councillors in Dublin City Council to vote for you to become mayor. So why should the councillors... Me, let's say I'm a councillor in there.
Yeah.
Fianna Gael councillor.
How are you doing, you bastard?
Convince, why should I vote for you to be mayor?
I don't think I need to tell them why. It's just you're interested or not, mate. Do you know what else I'd do?
Here we go.
Do you know the way they got rid of like all them money fountains and shopping centres?
Yeah. Oh.
I'd put one into Charlestown shopping centre.
Just Charlestown?
Just so the kids these days can experience just dipping your hand in there and robbing a few coins. It's good. That was good when you were young.
You know the roundabout? A little. The big roundabout.
Yeah. You're going to put one there?
That's ugly as fuck.
Dangerous roundabout.
It is a dangerous one, yeah.
And when you go further up, there's a little mini roundabout when you go past Little. And people are coming out a little on the side. And then there's people coming from the other side of the road. And no one stops. It's just like, there's been so many fucking crashes on that road. I'd just get rid of the road.
Blow the road up.
I'll just blow the fucking road up.
Spingles has a lot of roundabouts, doesn't it? Am I thinking right?
The roundabout capital of Ireland.
Is it? What's your horse policy?
I'm not a big fan of horses trotting along on the concrete. I think it's bad for them. So I'll probably just replace all concrete and Fingles with grass.
The roads are getting blown up. The grass replaces the roads.
But you know, like, I know this is a bit this is a bit go-to for me, but like, I would not only bring, like, I'd push for the Mars Alloy stuff, obviously, you know yourself, you'd have to, like, but I'd bring back all the discontinued stuff, all the childhood classics we had.
Like what?
You're treating it like a fucking interview.
I'm sincerely asking.
Yeah, like what? Okay. Yeah.
And I'm also thinking, how do you think
that... Prime time or something. How do you think the Lord Mayor has the power to do that? I do. Definitely not pay on the Lewis.
Free public transport?
All of it.
Oh.
Free taxis.
Free taxis?
If I could vote for you, I would, but I can't.
I don't even know how we got here.
Delete it then. Delete the fucking thing then. Do you want to talk about fucking yo-yos or something, Joe? When we talk about push pops and all.
Remember we did things when we were kids.
My point originally when we started this was I wanted to bitch about the fucking St. Patrick's Day parade and how bleeding shite it is.
Do you not see that float that said, well?
Oh my God.
I missed that title.
Mr. Tato's 78th birthday. What the fuck?
We said this before Paddy's Day on an episode. That like...
The
restrictions. You were saying the height restrictions. Yeah. Like, if you look at like New York or something, like, it's fucking SpongeBob and all the size of your gaff.
Spectacles.
Yeah.
Now you have bleeding Tato. You can see Tato any day of the week. He's always floating around somewhere.
Probably a video. He's in here handing out loads of busy cola, but fucking Tato.
He's always knocking around. And do you know what? I remember back in the day.
On the bus, like.
I remember back in the day, they used to give out sweets and they used to give out stuff at the parade. I remember being a kid and Denny had a float and Denny was giving out cocktail sausages on toothpicks. And I was delighted because I was fucking starving and you stand there for ages. I seen Mr. Tato in the distance, 78th birthday. I says, happy days. This is where we get free shit. Nothing.
It's just a wave.
Nothing.
You should have been giving him cake and crisps.
Me bollocks.
It's his birthday.
And you should have been the bleeding. You could have been the... I feel like one of these St. Patrick's days...
The Lord Mayor.
You will be the... What do you call the person at the front of the parade?
Grand Marshal.
You could be a Grand Marshal.
Now, what's that now?
That's the person that starts the parade. So it was Patrick Keelty in the car going like
that
way.
Why the fuck would I be doing that?
Because you voted the best celebrity in... Dublin.
No, he's one of three.
Voted so one of.
When is this?
I'm a shoo-in. Wednesday.
The only thing you're a shoo-in for is being the Lord Mayor.
I don't want that. I want the Grand Marshal. Let's talk about that. What do I need to do?
That's it for another episode of the Stala Podcast. Thank you, as always, for listening. And if you haven't already, go onto ticketmaster.ie. Type in Stala. Buy some tickets for the live show in Vicar Street, April 6th. We have loads planned for it. It's going to be a cracking night.
Yeah, and by the time this is out, it'll be next Saturday.
Jesus. Yeah, correct. Correct, it will be.
So it's next Saturday. See you then. If you're not there, I swear to God, you may stop listening to this. Only joking. You can still listen.
No, you can't. But do.
Right. See you now. See you later, right?
Watch us then, right?